Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and I'll let the other host introduce herself.
What's up, guys? This is Angel of That Chick Angel TV. It's good to see y'all again. Two in a row. We on a roll.
What's happening, family? So today, we kind of bouncing back and forth between what topics we want to. Oh, first, let me get out of the social media stuff out the way. Make sure you like, subscribe, share. You can check us out on iCloud and SoundTune. You can also what is that wrong? iTunes. Hold on, what is it?
It's iTunes and SoundCloud.
Yeah, those two also. And SoundTune. it still sounds right to me. Yeah, y'all. We're scrambling right now. Yeah, check us out on that. You can check me out on Periscope today. I promise today I'm on Periscope. At Big Marcus at 2782.
Y'all saw his Periscope last
week. I didn't
do
it. I didn't get around to it. I'm going to get to it today. If you leave me alone, I could come up with bullcrap to do. You can check out Angel on every other, all social media things. It's something to do with That Chick Angel or Angel TV. You can find her that way.
Angel the actress.
Angel the actress. Angel and actress. You'll find her. Just Google it. No, what are they?
It's Angel the Actress on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, and then That Chick Angel TV on Facebook, and That Chick Angel on there's another one. I can't remember what it is. Periscope. There you go. Did I say Periscope twice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Facebook and Periscope.
Because it's the only thing I'm on.
You did say
okay.
You did. But we're gonna start
Insta tweet and
we're gonna start doing Facebook Live.
All right.
We are. We could have did that. We could have did that today. That would have been good, but we're not. We don't have time.
All that stuff right there. So, yeah, we bounce it back and forth. Angel still don't know what we're talking about. So, right now, I'm just going to go up there and say it. Come on down and say it. We're going to answer some questions and comment to some comments that were put on the video that we did last week about 12. Shoot.
It's not 12 years.
I know. I didn't even see that movie.
The Birth of a Nation.
The Birth of a Nation. I wanted to find the young lady that asked this question. She asked how do I feel about the movie Django. And
you know what, I didn't enjoy it enough to stay awake. I can tell you that right now. So my answer will be very short-lived.
Go ahead and answer yours so I can find out who asked it. There it is.
Answer mine. I'm saying my
Crystal Goodwin, thank you for commenting.
My answer is very short-lived. I fell asleep. You know, I am not the biggest Quentin Tarantino fan. What do you call him, Marcus?
Valentino Tarantino.
I'm not the biggest. Not to say he doesn't make good movies. I'm just not his biggest fan.
No, he has an acquired taste when it comes to movies.
Yes,
And most movies you see just to see what he did to the movie. This is like, did you see that? You see what he did right there? Like, it's, yeah.
So I think I made it maybe 20 minutes in, and then I fell asleep. I wasn't even.
Yeah. No, I didn't. That movie, it was entertainment, pure entertainment. I didn't go into the movie looking for some profound, message or anything. It was Quentin Tarantino. I mean, it went as expected. I expected it to be gory and bloody because that's the type of movies he does when he does do gory movies. But that one, it was, again, it had like the brutality of it. Some of the things you saw, they did do some pretty bad things, but as far as like historical accuracy anything, you're not gonna get that. You didn't have any guys going around grabbing, not that I know of, grabbing slaves to help them bounty hunt people down. It could have happened. It's a lot of crap that happened. You know, a lot can happen in 400 years.
I want to say that's loosely based off of a real story.
Okay, it possibly could be. It very well could be, but. I thought it was entertaining. It was funny. Of course, Samuel L. Jackson played the great Uncle Tom. His character was just hilarious by itself.
Speaking of Uncle Toms, even though he wasn't Uncle Tom, ain't it a shame that Tommy from Martin passed away?
Oh, how did you get there?
Because you said Tom.
It is. That is a shame.
And you said Tom, and that made me think of it. It was
Tommy from Martin. Yeah, passed away. It caught me off guard.
I think he passed away from an aneurysm.
See?
These blood clots.
Yeah, these aneurysms, that's one of my biggest fears. Good God.
Y'all don't have a history of that in your family, do you?
Nah, not that I know of. You know, okay. Mama come up 10 years from now, you'd be like, you know, you had 9 uncles that passed away from it. You didn't know them. Mama actually had 14 kids.
Praise God, that is not a what you call it, a thing that we have had trouble with in our family. And granted, I do have some extra pounds on me. I'm not too far overweight because I know that's something that can heighten having your chance of having blood clots. But yeah, no. But you know, I now know the signs, some of the signs to know if you have like a blood clot traveling through your lungs.
Oh, really? What is that?
You get short of breath.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Actually, yeah. One of our neighbors, he had blood clot. Actually, they spread throughout his entire lungs.
Yeah, they can
within
break.
3 days.
Yeah, they can. Have a big one. It can break off.
He like died in his house, and they brought him back. And he was telling me the whole story. It was terrifying, to say the least. And what's funny is, not funny, but what's crazy is they didn't even know what was happening. He just felt like he was having an anxiety attack, could just short of breath. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking for. It was one comment. She was saying that is not ashamed of our history, which I don't know if we came off that way. It's a long dissertation. The reason I say it is if I have to scroll like 4 times through a comment, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to scan through and see what it said, because a lot of times I'm in the middle of something that, like at work or in the middle of doing something, I'm just like, I can't just sit here and just focus on this all the way. But one thing I agree.
You're swallowing so hard today. It's because you're talking more?
No.
Oh.
Always talk about me swallowing. We can be watching TV. Why are you swallowing so loud?
You have the loudest glottis that I've ever heard.
I'm right now. I press my apple all against his mic.
Don't do it.
Dip away from the mic.
I'm just saying, you're swallowing a lot. You're very moist mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't find. Is this it?
It looks long. That's a long dissertation.
Yeah, 20 years. Yeah. So she's 20 years older than us. One thing I wanted to point out is, I don't know if that's what you were saying that we were saying, that we are ashamed of our history, because we're not. That was just one of the things that I saw, Christianity and the Great Another Lie. But,
just read it out loud. I'll read it out loud so people will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe I fully understand because I didn't read it at all. I scanned through it.
I don't know. I just see the symbol F, so I don't know her name. I'll click on it after I read it because sometimes this app acts crazy. In the remake of Roots, on the ship of North America, Kunta Kinte says to his uncle, who was chained several rows over him, "Uncle, I have sold myself like a little child." His uncle replies, "The shame is not yours, my son. I can understand and identify with not wanting to view a drama based on blacks being brutalized by whites, whether in the era of slavery or civil rights. When our story is told and dramatized by Hollywood, by and large, we receive their view. However, when you read the slaves' testimonies and have a good cultivated good research skills, you have a better understanding of what is truth. I have no reason to be ashamed of our history in this country. I am almost 20 years older than the two of you, born and raised in West Pennsylvania, and I can remember in elementary school when we were less than 6% of the school population, how small I felt in third grade history talking about slavery. After the dramatic version written and produced by my white teacher, she culminated by telling us that one of the greatest accomplishments that came out of slavery was black folks were introduced to Christianity. Another great lie. I am and have always been a lover of reading, creative expression, and writing in history. Through my hobby and maturity, I understand that I have nothing to be ashamed of. The sin is not mine. Lastly, I take great issue with those who tell us to get over it. It was not my family. Forget about it. However, our Jewish brothers and sisters ritually, multiple times every year, relive, rehearse, and mourn the loss of life and wealth. All the while beating their chest, saying, "Never forget." I have nothing to be ashamed of. God bless us, multiply us, and while many of us languish in institutionalized poverty, we keep it moving. Oh, okay. Fifa Rocco. She's who wrote it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Took me a while to find your name. Yeah. I definitely don't. I don't know if she was saying that. I think she was just making the point.
Oh, making a point.
She,
yeah.
That she's not.
No, and that's what I wanted to make sure. That's why I stated that at the very beginning. I'm not sure if that's what you're saying or not. But yeah, I too am not, by far, not ashamed of our history in any way or reason. But I also like to celebrate the fact that our history did not start with slavery. Our history started with the invention of civilization, the invention of writing, the invention of dental practice, poetry, rhythm and music. Like, we ancient Egyptians, all that came from Kemet. People were traveling to, once they were able to travel, because the Egyptians and African cultures were already traveling to all continents. They were already traveling in North America. There are already Africans here in the on North America by the time Christopher Columbus was found lost at sea. That's one thing. That's what I like to celebrate. I also do research on slavery and everything, but that's the only thing that is talked about in our history. Like, and a lot of kids come up thinking, or not thinking, they just come up not knowing anything other than slavery and everything. And we have a lot to be proud of before then. There were even a lot of African cultures and African tribes were seen as gods by other cultures that traveled to Africa because they knew so much about the planet, knew so much about the earth and everything. And they went there to learn from them. So that's what I like to celebrate. And that's some of the points I was hitting on in the last podcast. That's what I was hitting on. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is that I agree with somebody else made the comment of, you know, nobody complains when there are multiple movies made about the Holocaust. And yes, and I definitely appreciate Jewish people. That is a saying in their community, never forget, because they're like, the Holocaust happened. You ain't gonna tell us it didn't happen. It happened to us for years. It was a genocide. So I do appreciate that. However, because the Jewish culture has a lot of influence in Hollywood. Like, for instance, my son's school, they get off for Jewish holidays because LAUSD has such a strong Jewish community within it. They would lose too much money. Too many kids will be
California
out of seat.
California, period, has a strong Jewish culture. It's a lot of companies, businesses shut down, depending on what Jewish holiday it is. I know buildings that were shut down because most of those businesses are ran, even though the owner or the property management is not Jewish owned, if that's most of their tenants,
A lot of the tenants.
We might as well shut down too.
So, with all that being said, they are telling their story a lot of times in these movies. It's their voice. And not only that, there are other movies outside of the Holocaust that are told from the Jewish perspective that you don't see as much in when it comes to Black culture. So what I mean by that is, typically when telling about Black culture, if it's not a romantic comedy, it's going to be about integration. So something in the civil rights movement, like the first Black person to do this, or the first Black person to do that, or the integration of schools, or the bus boycotts, or it'll be about slavery, where in Jewish culture you will get the Holocaust, but you'll also get movies about like their success in the United States, or you'll even go back further. You'll get movies dealing with their contribution to the Bible or in the Torah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot more of a story, at least from my eyes. Now, a Jewish person might say differently and be like, "No, they're not doing all that
very well." But
from my perspective, I feel like I see a lot more dimensions of their story than just the Holocaust.
Yeah, because they are telling their story, you know. Unlike, like you were saying, unlike
a lot of times
we're not telling
their story,
or Latino or anyone else.
That's the big difference that I see. I want to you're skipping past some comments that I noticed that you aren't talking about, being that you wanted to talk about.
I know what you're gonna bring up. Go ahead.
If they were to be on my side, you'd be like, they just on your side because they ride for you.
They do ride for you. But go ahead.
Y'all done made him real big in the head.
Ain't nobody made me. I just glad I got one.
That's
all I'm happy
Whatever.
About.
Everybody team take. Let me tell you, Miss Joanne, who is my friend Lauren's mama, she was there when I asked Marcus. And she was like, Marcus didn't show no type of nothing when you asked. He was just like, sure, go. I was like,
the fact that I was going off something that you would have commented. The fact that you asked.
The fact
that you looked at me and said, do you mind if I...
Because...
And the fact that you asked, I've been like, go ahead. Because honestly, like I said, I got to state again, I honestly did not care.
You didn't.
I promise you I didn't.
You said I was wrong, so you cared. You said I was wrong. You would have
let
go.
Just to get across the fact that you was finally wrong and you couldn't deny it.
No, I wasn't.
That never happens.
I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong. She asked me in front of you, so I should have just said no.
You should have been like, No, I don't care.
No. Tell me what I should have did. She asked me in front of you. What should
Marcus
I did?
Has been wanting to see that, like he has stated to me many times. So we probably gonna go see it together.
So my answer. Why are you so loud into the mic?
Because I'm hype right now.
You hype? Yeah. So you're saying I should have just said no. There should have been no.
Talking about this.
Listen, you wanted to do the comments. You said I told you what I wanted.
Joanne commented to you. Not on the video.
No, we're talking about the comments here too.
All right.
You want to talk about? I told you what I wanted to talk about.
Everybody knows that we were both there. I'm just getting clarity on what you wanted me to do. All right. Let's take this back a notch or two.
That's all I wanted to know.
My friend.
We don't have to keep talking about.
No, we're gonna talk about it now. Our friend Wendell, when we were getting married, instead of going to our wedding, coming to our wedding, he decided
to go to a barbecue.
To go to a barbecue in Texas, probably around people he don't even like.
His family.
He didn't like most of his family. So the fact that he asked you, is it okay if I do this? What was your comment?
Listen here.
It's the same thing.
My wedding and a movie are two different things.
No, you're trying to compare steaks.
The steaks are higher.
All right, whatever. But that's your thought process is what I'm getting across.
No, my thought process is only like that if the steaks are that high. The steaks are not always that high. They're not. They're not always that high.
You make them that high.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Now, let me tell y'all.
It's a unanimous.
We're about to get off of here. But what I have really wanted to talk about, because I feel like it would have been a more beneficial podcast, because this man keeps saying he's going to record something.
I'm going to do it today.
You were going to do a bunch of
stuff last Sunday.
It.
All right, I didn't get around to it. I'm going to do it today, as long as you don't crowd my schedule.
I didn't crowd
crap.
Your schedule last Sunday.
Yes, you did.
What did we do last Sunday, Marcus?
Ain't no telling. I don't be remembering because it's always your stuff.
We did the podcast, and then we sat here, and we took a nap.
Because I got in late. No, I was hungover. Was I hungover?
No, we were on our way to church.
Well, we're going to be on our way to church and not go again if you keep talking. One thing, when you brought up Tommy passed away, I'm heartbroken this morning. One of my friends lost his daughter in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so disappointed in Lexington.
Yeah.
Right. Not even right now. It's been like that for a while. There's a lot of cowardly killings, just useless drama going on out there. I just want to send my shout out. I'm sending my prayers up to both families.
Yeah.
For their loss. That's
same. She was only, the daughter was
16 years old. Caught in crossfire. I hate to end on a down note like that, but that's what's on my mind, to be honest with y'all. That's what's on my mind right now.
Yeah, it's really sad. Once I told Marcus, because my sister texted me about it, because he's a friend of both of ours, and I told him, and I was like, see, I'm so glad I'm not raising my sons there.
Yeah.
And not to say there isn't crime everywhere.
No, there's crime everywhere, but everybody
Lexington
was like,
Lexington is so small.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh my God, you know, it's gangs and, you know, people that ain't never been outside of, cause it's gangs in California. It's gangs out there, the Bloods and the Crips and everything else. I'm just like, but it's just as much killing in Kentucky and it's so much smaller.
Yeah. I feel like living where we live, we're able to remove ourselves from it some. Like, we're not in the thick of it. Not that I know exactly where the thick of it is, but where I feel like where we live, my son will really have to go looking for trouble to end up in trouble. You know what I'm saying? In that sense. In the sense of dealing with gangs and stuff like that, he will have to go searching it out to find it. Unlike in Lexington, because it's so small, everything kind of lays on top of each other. You don't have to be so much in a bad neighborhood. This young girl was on the college campus. College campus has never been an unsafe place. Like, it really hasn't. So to be on a college campus and get caught in the crossfire of a shootout between two cars, like, what?
Yeah.
It's just way too small. And I am thankful to the Lord. As much as I love my family and I wish I was closer to them, I don't want to be in Kentucky. Well, at least not in Lexington or Louisville to be closer to them. It's not my. They're young, and when they become teenagers, I just don't want them to be anywhere near that life.
But so they on my mind. Prayers going out to them. And
we going to end this podcast so we can get to church on time.
So, because she needs prayer too.
I do. I need prayer.
Yeah, we all need prayer,
to
but
him.
Yeah, you've been so wrong.
Yeah, by marrying you? No. I'm not wrong for marrying you. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. We are on a roll. This is two in a row. We're going to try to get you three and four in a row. You guys, you'll see in one of my vlogs here soon, we are preparing to pack up this house. Yeah, so you'll be getting an update about all that stuff in a vlog soon. All that there. So, yeah, please come back next Wednesday because we'll be back next Wednesday. And follow this podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Is this going to cause an argument? If you got any topic suggestions, leave the hashtag ITGTCAA either on my Twitter, which is at Angel the Actress, or underneath this video on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube.
And in advance, thank you for watching the Periscope and commenting. Yeah, that's dedicating me to it right there.
No,
that's,
this is not in advance. This is because they'll see this after.
Yeah, I said in advance. Thank you.
I'm saying it's not going to be in advance when they see this. This will be an after thing for them.
Yeah, I know. You don't get that? I'm thanking you right now for watching my Periscope.
Right, and they're going to see this after you watch it.
Yeah, so I'm thanking them right now.
Okay, I'm just saying. Because
they would have already seen the Periscope.
Right, so I was saying don't say in advance. Because it's already happened.
Oh my God, you shut up. All right.
I mean, you don't understand. It's not an event. It's now the past.
All right, Angel.
Guys.
All right, you want me to say it? You're right, but you're still wrong.
No, you ain't got to tell me. I know I'm right.
Hit that stop button.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, fam.